Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex like the darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe. And it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening, everyone, and happy Valentine's Day. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, and I am your host, Savoir Faire. And for the next hour, I'll be taking you on a trip back through the 80s, as I do every Friday night at 10 p.m. here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. And yes, it's Valentine's Day, and since Edward has been teasing us for the past couple of weeks with his pre-Valentine's Day show themes, and then of course tonight's wonderful Valentine's Day extravaganza, it seemed only fitting to submit to his peer pressure and unleash on you the tentacled erotica of Songs from the Squid Pod. But before we probe that last statement any further, let's quickly address the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. And it's somewhat Valentine's Day themed. And that is, ABC's Martin Fry based his lyrics on their first LP's Lexicon of Love on a breakup that he once experienced. And in one particular song on that album, the actual woman who split with him can be heard saying goodbye. Name the song. And the answer is The Look of Love. That's right. The woman who broke up with Martin has a cameo vocal on The Look of Love when she utters the word goodbye in passing. And, hey, his loss, but the world's gain. That went to number one in the UK, and or the album went to number one in the UK, and the single Look of Love went to number one here on the US dance charts back in 1982. And if you like 80s trivia, you can always get a jump on the question of the week by following me on Twitter at SquidPodRadio. Every Friday night prior to the show, I'll tweet the question and answer it on the air. I also post the answer along with a link for the playlist and archive after the show as well. And one last note here, I will be off next week, but will return the following week. And as I'm saying this, you should know that I miss you already. In the meantime, let's kick off the show in a positive mood from another band here from 1982.
There are no more shenanigans, no more tomfoolery, no more ballyhoo. We'll be right back.
Oh, never changes remains a stupid lie. It's never been quite the same. No hearing or breathing, no movement, no color, just silence. The rise and fall of shame, the search that shall remain. We asked you what you'd seen.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, the Valentine's Day edition. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, and I hope you are having a wonderful Valentine's Day. Whether you're spending it with a loved one, or if you're just single, either way, this is the place to be. We started off the set with The Mood, and Paris Is One Day Away from 1982. Blue Nile was in there with Stay off of their 1983 release, A Walk Across the Rooftops. And New Order wrapped it up there with Your Silent Face off of their 1983 release, Power, Corruption, and Lies. Plenty to get to here tonight, folks, as usual. Gonna go back to 1987 for this one here.
You've got to get out of each other's lives, Jack, or you will never be happy. Between the two of you, you are 100 years old, and this is not a dignified way for a 100-year-old couple to behave.
I know. I'll leave her there. It's nicer than where I found her.
Happy Valentine's! We'll be right back.
that? My fiance just spit on me?
And after you were deloused.
I'm not. dangerous. I think it's dangerous. At the first glance, I knew there was no chance to carry me to the back or to find new contact. An identified man. An identified man. I think it's dangerous. I think it's dangerous.
Funny, we went to Mexico on our honeymoon. Spent the entire 2 weeks in bed. I had dysentery.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or? Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Welcome back. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, the Valentine's Day edition. I'm your host, Savoy Fair, and we started off that last set with The Wedding Present and Getting Nowhere Fast off of their 1987 release, George Best. Although that track actually only appeared on the CD version of that album. And The Wedding Present, of course, covering Girls at Our Best. And speaking of, the next track was Girls at Our Best. They're celebrating the 40th anniversary of their very first single, Getting Nowhere Fast, from 1980, in case you didn't do the math there. That track went to number 9 on the UK indie charts for them back then. Speaking of the charts, making its debut this week 40 years ago, Blondie's Call Me from the American Gigolo soundtrack. Of course, it would eventually reach number 1. And another anniversary there, 35 years ago this past week, the Smiths released their second studio album, Me Is Murdered, and we heard the track What She Said. And then we wrapped it up there with Front 242 and You Men from their debut, Geography, from 1982. And Front 242 just started touring recently, over in Europe. And they will be here in the States at some point, although no dates have been officially released yet. So do stay tuned for that. The 80s hip-hop artist of the week is up next. And this week it's MC Light. Here on Songs from the Squid Pod, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
I wonder if she actually had an orgasm in the 2 years we were married, or did she fake it that night?
When you say you love me, it doesn't matter. It goes into my head as just chit-chatter. You may think it's egotistical or just worry free, but what you say, I take none of it seriously. And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you so. I'd let you pretend to read me, and then you'd know. Cause I hate when one attempts to analyze. In fact, I despise those who even try to look into my eyes to see what I am thinking. That dream is over, your yacht is sinking. I tell all of you like I told all of them. What you say to me is just paper thin. Try to play a man out. I take the money and again, then break the hell out. No, that's not my strategy, not the game I play. I admit I play a game, but it's not done that way. Truly, when I get involved, I give it my heart. I mean, my mama sold my body, I mean, every part. But if it doesn't work out, yo, it just doesn't. It wasn't meant to be, you know, it just wasn't. So I treat all of you like I treat all of them. And what you say to me is still paper thin. In one ear and right out the other. Hurters mumble jumble. Lover, I don't pay attention, I don't concentrate. You ain't got the bait that it takes to hook this. Sucker, you missed. I put feelings aside. I know who I am. My name is Light. Is your name Sam? Cause if it is, step off, grab your coat and get lost. Wrap your scarf around your throat and go back and catch the boat and hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more. So now I take precautions when choosing my mate. I do not touch until the third or fourth date, then maybe we'll kiss. Or the fifth or sixth time that we meet. Cause a date without a kiss is so incomplete. And then maybe I let you play with my feet. You can suck the big toe and play with the middle. It's so simple, unlike a riddle. It's as easy as counting a 1, 2, 3. In other terms, letters L-Y-T-E. I'll tell you, 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 and all of you in the back and in the middle and the front. Yo, that's it, paper thin, word up. So like, checking out. DJ K-Rock in the place to be.
He wants to go on a vacation or something.
Yeah, where? Oh, I know where. Snorkeling, right?
So what? Different strokes. You know, he has fun sitting at the bottom of the water face to face with squid.
Make up. In spite of your masters, you might end up a glorified babysitter to a bunch of dead-eyed fourth graders while your husband runs naked on a beach with your marriage counselor.
You don't want me around. The other night she spoke about having an affair in her sleep.
Did she mention any names?
Only yours. When I woke her and questioned her, she said it was just a nightmare.
You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, and that's going to do it for the Squid Pod tonight, folks. Hope you enjoyed the Valentine's Day edition of our little look back at the 80s. Just a reminder, I will be off next week, but I will return the week after at 10 p.m. sharp. We started off the last set here with the 80s Hip Hop Artist of the Week, which was MC Light. And we heard the track Paper Thin from her 1988 debut, Light as a Rock. She was the first female, first solo female rapper to release a full album. Saint EDN was in there with Kiss and Make Up off of their 1991 debut, Fox Bass Alpha. And 40 years ago this week, Queen's Crazy Little Thing Called Love hit number two on the charts. And the following week, it would hit number one and remain there for the next 4 weeks. That was also their first number one single in the U.S. And the album The Game would also reach number one. And it would also become their only number one album here in the U.S. And then, of course, we wrapped it up there with the Jones Girls and You Gonna Make Me Love Somebody Else off of their self-titled album from 1979. That was their debut full length. You Gonna Make Me Love Somebody Else was their biggest hit, reaching number five on the U.S. R&B charts. All right, I'm going to leave you with one last track, and it's not a Valentine's Day related song, but RuPaul was on SNL last week, and I just had to give a shout out. If you didn't see him, be sure to check it out on YouTube. He had some great bits on there. Thanks for listening tonight. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes, and honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
I tried to pull interesting quotes from things you've said. Mm-hmm. Here's something. Every time I bat an eyelash, it's a political act.
Yeah, it is. You know, because anytime anybody does what their dream is or do what's in their heart, that's the most political thing you could do. You know, I can't change the world, but I can change myself, and I can influence the world by what I do, you know? So it's the most political thing you could do is when you do your own thing, okay? It's true. It's very true. It's the most powerful thing, too. You know, because when you're in drag, when you become the image of your own imagination, it's the most powerful thing you could ever do, you know, because ain't no stopping, you know. You know, in my mind's eye, I always been a superstar, you know, right, right. And nobody couldn't tell me no different, you right. know what I mean? Right. So if you believe it, then they'll believe it, they'll buy it.